Our readings on this day of Thanksgiving are well chosen, and our collect is poignant. In it, we join in a prayer of thanksgiving for the fruits of the earth and for the labor of those who harvest them. For those of us who run down to Winn-Dixie and grab assorted produce and canned goods and whatever else catches our eye or our taste buds, it's nice to be reminded that none of this would be available to us if others did not labor to harvest them and package them and on and on. It's good for us to be thankful for the fruits of the earth and for those whose labors make them available to us. Our reading from Joel proclaims the abundance of the earth, where pastures are green for the animals of the field. The trees bear fruit, their full yield, and threshing floors are full of grain, and vats are overflowing with wine and oil. It paints a wonderful picture of fullness to the point of excess. This description of abundance is very much in keeping with the tradition of overindulgence on Thanksgiving Day. But it's not a description of turkey and dressing or sweet potato casserole and pumpkin pies. Joel is describing a time when God restores Israel, a time when the people are returned to a right relationship with God, a time when God is truly in charge of the lives of the people. When this happened, when God is restored to his rightful place in the lives of his people, then there is abundance. And not just abundance for a few, but abundance for all. In Psalm 126, this sentiment is affirmed. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. It was so good, it seems like a dream. Those who went out weeping returned with joy and great harvest. 1 Timothy calls us to prayer, to pray for everyone in supplication, intercession, and thanksgiving. We are called to be thankful for everyone, which might be a bit more difficult than we think. In order to be thankful for everyone, we have to be mindful of everyone, like those who labor for the harvest, and those who service our cars, and those who pick up our trash, and those who deliver the multitude of catalogs that appear in our mailboxes this time of year, and those who clean the gym where we work out, and those who make clean and press our clothes when we drop them off at the dry cleaners. We have to recognize everyone in order to be thankful for them. And we're called to be thankful for the slowpoke on the road in front of us, to be thankful for the person who doesn't begin to write the check in the grocery line until all the groceries have been bagged and packed and placed in the cart. And then that same person who doesn't seem to have anything to write with. You know that person. You've had this experience. Sometimes we don't feel very thankful for everyone. Sometimes it's hard to have an attitude of gratitude. But that's what we're called to do, to be thankful at all times and in all places and for all people, even if at that moment we can't imagine why we should be anything more than annoyed or worse. The reading from Matthew is without a doubt one of my all-time favorite scripture readings. It's the do not worry reading. And each time I hear the words Jesus said, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Each time I hear those words, I feel the tension leave my muscles, and I'm reminded of the reality of life, not the anxiety that I superimpose on it. Do not worry, Jesus says. Those are reassuring words for those of us who spend too much time doing just that. For those of us who really and truly have nothing to worry about, which is pretty much all of us. Do not worry, Jesus says. But he doesn't say, sit back, relax, take it easy, everything will be handed to you on a silver platter. He doesn't come to us like a waiter. Hi, my name is Jesus, and I will be serving you this evening. Can I take your drink order? What he says is, first, strive for the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given you as well. First, strive. Strive for the kingdom of God. Okay, but how do we do that? How do we strive for the kingdom of God? And do we get Thanksgiving Day off? Can we spend a day watching football and gorging ourselves on sumptuous food and then strive tomorrow in order to work off some of those extra calories? Sure we can. But if we do, the restoration is one more day away. So how do we strive for the kingdom of God and his righteousness on Thanksgiving Day? Do we bring someone with no food into our feast? Maybe. That would be one way. Maybe we pray for those who have no food and work toward the Millennium Development Goal of eradicating world hunger. Maybe we notice the person that bags our groceries and give thanks for the labors of others and change our attitude of ignoring others and recognize each person as a child of God. There are all sorts of ways to strive for the kingdom of God, and they can happen today and every day. Do not worry. Be thankful. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Strive for the kingdom of God. Amen.